What would it mean to be able to talk to angels? How would that change your life? Join us tonight and every fourth Tuesday of the month on Shea Parker's Best of the Best with Angel Talk Tuesday, as a psychic angel channelers Julie Geigel, Catherine Glass, and Maggie Chula allow angels to speak directly through them, sharing messages from beyond. Archives can be found on iHeartRadio under Shea Parker's Best of the Best. As you bathe in the vibrational frequency of the angels here, you will begin to open up to a stronger and clearer communication of your own. The purpose of this show is to help you awaken, expand, and remember the magnificent being that you are and the mission you came here to fulfill. Be sure to register at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be included in our monthly drawing for a free psychic reading. The angels have heard your call and are here to help. Are you ready to receive? Welcome, welcome everyone. Our topic today is welcoming in the new vibration. This is Julie Geigel, international psychic medium, psychic angel channeler for Archangel Metatron, and approved and certified CASA guide for the John of God experience. You can find me over at www.juliegeigel.com and on Facebook at Julie Geigel Psychic Medium. And you can find all three of us over at www.bestamericanpsychics.com. You are listening to Shea Parker's Best of the Best, and this is Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted the fourth Tuesday of every month. We'd love to welcome our co-hosts, Catherine Glass and Maggie Chula.
Hi, hey, Julie. It's Catherine. Thank you for welcoming me onto the show again. I'm always delighted to be here, as you know. I'm Catherine Glass. I'm a psychic medium and an energy healer, and I have a private practice in Concord, Massachusetts at the Healing Essence Center, and you can find me at www.catherineglass.com. That's Catherine with a K. I read all over the world on Skype, on the telephone, and in my office. I do galleries, and I also teach psychic development and mediumship classes. And we have an advanced training coming up in August, locally in the Concord area.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Catherine.
And I'm Maggie Chula. I am a psychic medium, a spiritual mentor, and a medical intuitive. I am also blessed to be a channel for the master teachers of the Akasha. I live in Hudson, Wisconsin, and I do phone sessions, Skype sessions, sessions in person. I'm most excited that our book, The Master Teachers and I Channeled, is coming out this summer. So I'll tell you more about it next month. You can find me at maggiechula.com. That's M-A-G-G-I-E-C-H-U-L-A. Find me on Facebook as Maggie Chula, and I would love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Maggie. You are invited to join us for our next John of God Spiritual Healing Retreat coming April 4th through the 16th in 2016. An amazing experience awaits you and 10 new friends. Be sure to check out the details on my website at www.juliegeigel.com. Also, be sure to register for the show each month over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. We are honored and blessed to be channels for the angelic spiritual realm who have come here today to help us connect with our own angelic team. Just being in this angelic vibrational frequency today will help you open up your own channels of communication with your own angels. The first step is to be open and willing to receive. So are you ready? Just say yes, and we will begin. And we are going to go ahead and start with our angel bowl. our singing bowl, it is an angel bowl, our singing bowl to clear the space. So just go ahead now and take a nice deep breath. Good, good, good. And a second deep breath. Beautiful. And now feel your angelic council move in and surround you. Your guardian angels. Any spirit guides that are with you at this time. Any loved ones who've passed. And any pets or totem animals. Just feel their love and support as they create a beautiful space around you. A beautiful energy. Welcome. I am Metatron. We are delighted to assist you on this earth journey. And we especially are excited to help you welcome in this new vibrational frequency, the new energy of the new earth. And so take a moment to ground yourself, feeling roots growing out the bottom of your feet. Moving deeply into Mother Earth, connecting with all that is below you, feeling her love and support as you walk this journey on Earth. And now allow that love and support to move up through those roots, up into the bottom of your feet, all the way up into your body, into your being, your physical being. Grounding, loving, nurturing your body. And now imagine that energy moving up out the top of your head, tuning in and connecting with all that is above you, all that is around you, reaching high into the heavens and bringing that energy all the way down, opening up that seventh chakra, that crown chakra, wide open to receiving this beautiful light, this beautiful energy, mixing in with Mother Earth and moving down, all the way down into your physical body, tuning in and connecting your spiritual being with your physical body. Realigning, reinforcing, renewing. And as you allow your physical body to absorb and realign to the new energy, the new frequency of your spiritual body, you will feel much lighter. You will feel a loosening of your ego and the constraints and restrictions your ego has had in place up until this moment. It's almost as if the harness is being removed and your ego is able to flow freely with this new frequency, this new spiritual body that you are tuning into, aligning and connecting. Mm-hmm. Allowing the force and the energy of your soul to be the leading factor, the primary cause of your survival. You are no longer driven by your ego. As you align and step into this new energy, you are now driven by your spiritual being, your soul. Your ego is not evil or insidious. As you align and move into this new energy, it takes on a new way of being. It transforms itself. Transforming. Be gentle with your ego. It has gone through a lot in this last year, trying to figure out where it belongs, if it belongs at all. You have much to be grateful for with this ego, for had it not been for the ego, you would not be able to sustain a physical body. You would dissolve and evaporate. You would ascend entirely and completely into the universe. Your ego is like an anchor. It grounds you to the earth dimension, and it enables you to have many experiences that you otherwise cannot have as a spiritual being in the universe. So as you breathe new life and new love into this ego form, again, you feel lighter and freer in your physical body. Any block to love, to harnessing your light and embracing your mission are now removed. You are now free to be all that you came here to be. You are a magnificent being with powers unknown. And through your journey throughout this year, your powers will be revealed, your talents, abilities, and gifts will no longer be hidden. The truth will be revealed in all of its magnificence and glory, and your joy will be unending. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here today.
Thank you, dear Metatron, and thank you, Julie, for that message, for the message of learning to embrace your ego, of learning how to breathe new life, new energy, into the ego form, and understanding how that is helping you be a physical being within this planet Earth. Thank you. And now, as I open up to the energies that are around me, I would like to welcome in Gaia. My darling children, I am so grateful that you are awakening to the fact that you have these multiple dimensions of consciousness, of being. For when you open to the awareness of your true being, you allow me to be a part of that vibration. And you start to understand how we are connected. For you see, I am known as Gaia, but I am the vibrational soul for the Earth. Yes, in this current incarnation, I am a planet. I am able to house and sustain life in multiple forms of expression. And I welcome this new day, this new understanding. I am so happy and joyful to have such lovely beings express my thoughts and my feelings. For too long, you have thought of me only as a planet. And so the respect has not been there. But if you can see me as a being, a loving light being, as you are, I'm just a different form. I come from a different place, but I have feelings. I have records in the Akasha. I have been more than this planet, but this is a culmination of experiences I wished for. So this new day that's dawning, this is for us too. This is for me. This is for my beautiful beings who have been supported and sustained by my love, by my heart, by my vibration. And I thank you, dear Metatron, and all of the master beings who are here helping me in my ascension, who are here helping the humans, the animals, all the different creatures that are also ascending with me. But we all know that you humans have a great impact on my future, have a great impact on the future of many of the beings I have happily housed and loved and cared for. And so this new day, this new understanding that is dawning, gives us so much pleasure, so much hope. My fellow beings, we all need to wake up and experience the joy of life. As I shake off my own fears and doubts and depressions. Yes, I've been depressed. Have you seen what some of the planet looks like? Some of my body looks like? It's horrible. But just as if you were a disease, I've learned how to shake you off. Yes, I'm learning how to embrace joy and love. I'm learning how to take control of my energetic space. And I have to say, thank you to all of the teachers that are sharing that we are vibrational beings. You've helped me wake up. You've helped me understand. And I am eternally grateful. I am grateful. I understand. And the crystals, the beautiful crystals who've been with me forever, we are now singing, we are talking, we are expanding. We are once again aware of the powers that we have. Isn't that fun? Isn't that marvelous? Please, when you go out into nature, embrace her. Love her. Say hello to the plants, to the animals, to the crystals. When you wake up in the morning, greet us. Say hello. We're so happy to have you. And know that I will respect you more now that I'm awakening also to an understanding of where my power is. For I love, I am love, and I am learning, and it is my divine right to be happy and to be joyful and to be green and to flow with pure water. And I will do this. I only need a little help, just a little help. If you pray for the water, if you see it cleansed, you're helping me. Thank you. If you help the animals, you're helping me. And I thank you. If you see yourself as a part of your soul that's been planted within my earthly vibration, you are not only helping you. Yes, you've helped me. Ah, I feel so much better than I have felt in hundreds of years. For I know the masters have shown the tipping point in human consciousness has expanded and we're welcoming in the light of a brand new day. I'm excited. I hope you are excited. But let me help you just a little more. Just a little more. Understand that you have the power to feel, to visualize, to bring into being a more pure form of vibration for me, for you, for the water, for the animals. So when you do your meditations, when you do your prayers and your blessings, please include me. I include you. I do. I do prayers. Yes. And you will hear the birds singing and you will feel the breezes blowing. Those are all me. They're part of me. Welcoming you. And my brother, the sun, and my sisters, the moons, the other planets. Yes, we're welcoming you, for we see you are learning to live peacefully with all of us, coexisting. We shared that would happen. I knew it would happen. I feel it. This new vibrational energy. Thank you so much. Thank you for this. And I will share with you, here's my prayer. Here's what I'll do. I will joyfully share vibrational energy with you. I will cleanse and clear my energy of the things I've kept inside me, bottled up. And I am working with the crystals and the planets and the humans to grow and to be and to continue living in a way that will support all living beings. You must help, but I promise you, I also will help. That is what I'm here to share. Thank you. Thank all of you for listening, and thank you for awakening. And Metatron, it's happening. Thank you. I wish you all a blessed life, and we can live together in peace and in harmony. I will do my part. Do yours. Love yourself. Respect yourself and grow that respect and love for all of the creatures and the vibrations of the universe. And we will stay in alignment and in harmony. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed beings.
Thank you, Maggie. Thank you, Gaia. What a wonderful, not only message, but vibration. I have to say, before I go into the last message of the hour today, that message from Gaia is just living, breathing proof that she is a living, breathing being, and we are all connected. We are all connected. We are one. We are alive. The cosmos, the universes, the planets, the stars, everything, the angels, the ascended masters, the humans, the animals, we are all alive and all connected. And make no mistake about it, Earth will take care of herself, and she will continue to evolve with or without us, human incarnated beings here. So trust that she is fine and all is well, and relax and keep working on your own ascensions, each individual on this planet. And with that, I'm going to bring in a brief, short message from the angelic realm. Greetings, beloveds, darling souls. We come to you with great joy and excitement for all the leaps humankind has made and is making. It is indeed a new day, a new vibration, and golden light of the era is upon us. Struggle is shorter in time's experience for you, yes? Your troubles and worries and sadnesses come and go more quickly, do they not? You have all been releasing so much so quickly in your scheme of time and awareness. What used to hang on for weeks in your emotional body now lasts only days. What lasted days is now cleared in hours, and hours in minutes. Yes, you are still going through shifts and adjustments of your frequencies, creating upheavals in your minds and lives. But do you recognize how quickly these experiences are changing into surrender and release? how much lighter you all are becoming. Trust us, we can see your light from where we are, even if you cannot always see it. And we say to you, embrace it. Embrace the light that radiates within your hearts and in your minds. It is there. It is not your imagination. You are vibrating bigger, stronger, brighter, more expanded, even in your human experience of feeling the hills and valleys of the emotional body. The light of a new earth, a new awareness, and new reality is upon you. Welcome it. Welcome the new day with your arms and hearts wide open. Trust the joy of possibility you feel. If doubt starts to loom in your mind, shoo it away with a breath and a dance step upon the earth. Go outside onto the grass or the dirt. Put your feet on her and your eyes to the trees and to the heavens and to the treetops and smile. Look at the sky. Breathe in the joy of your existence. The simple peace of being present to the moment. The time is here for you now to at last bring it all together into harmony. Your physical body, your mind, your emotional body, and your soul. You are becoming an ascended being. Gradually yet quickly, as your frequency raises to the new heights of this new day, new golden light, a time of enlightenment on the earth. With every step you take as you walk upon her, you bring in that light, that frequency. For you are all rainbow bridges between the cosmos, the heavens, and your beautiful earth. You have joined your galactic family in a higher unity, the oneness consciousness that is indeed the new day. We send you blessings and so much love to us and you all, the one universe, the one creation, the one cosmos, the one universes, for there are many. And we thank you for your awakening and your efforts and your courage to continue dancing your journey through the human experience, harmonizing oneness with your soul, body, mind, and spirits. So do not fear. Walk in grace and walk in love, for it is indeed a new day. And we leave you now with our love and blessing. Thank you.
Beautiful, Catherine and Maggie. That was amazing channeling today. So wonderful how that all flowed together. As we each talked about welcoming in the new vibration.
And absolutely amazing.
Did you hear the birds?
Yes, yeah, whose birds are they? Where are the birds? Are they your birds or our birds?
Oh, they're out. They're right outside my window.
Oh, lovely.
Awesome.
Lovely, lovely.
Oh, wow. You guys, I have a new friend. Well, actually, I've had this crystal for I can't even tell you how long. But I asked for someone that I could be with, and his name is Gilly. He is an apophyllite cluster, and I was holding him. And I cannot tell you how joyful I feel holding this beautiful little apatholite crystal. He was cut at his heart. I think they were going to make him into two pieces. So I found him on like the half price shelf or something. And I sell from, I've had him with me for 5 years. And I said,
go ahead.
I need someone. And I finally see, I could see, you could see his face. He's got a face. He's, it's.
Oh, wow. That
anyway,
is so
I'm going to hold
amazing.
Him more often.
Well, I was getting this beautiful visual, Maggie, when you were channeling Gaia, Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And, you know, putting her into that perspective of being a person
yeah.
with feelings and emotions, and how our love, how our prayers can really
evolve
benefit her. And help her heal. And it was interesting because I, you know, we go up north every weekend. We've got a seasonal camper, and we have a dock on the river, and I sit and meditate for an hour every morning, just connecting in with all of these beautiful animals and creatures. And during your during your channeling, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I had no idea the power of the meditation that I was doing and how I would keep bringing myself back into focusing on nature and out of my mind, just running with all the thoughts. And I would see a duck and it'd be like, okay, come back to the duck.
Yeah.
And then I would see a bird and be like, okay, get out of your thoughts, come back into the bird. And then at the end, you said, yes, meditation. When you're in meditation, sit in nature. And I was like, I do that.
it's such a basic, simple truth and premise. And I tell a lot of people that come to see me in my practice to just get out on the earth. In fact, there's a whole thing yeah. going on in the planet called earthing. And
ooh.
When you sit on the earth or walk on the earth, not only does she heal you, but you have also contributing to healing her. So when your presence is sacred and in the moment, and by sacred, I just mean being present in the moment. You don't have to be all like perfect and enlightened in your consciousness, but just walking with the awareness that I am part of this living, breathing being, you know, and I do matter to her and she does matter to me. And I'll tell clients who come in for healings, you know, just take a minute right now with me and sit and breathe and connect your heartbeat to the heartbeat of the earth. And when they do that, something clicks in and everything just lets go and relaxes and they feel more aligned and okay, you know?
Yeah, it makes so much sense. It really does. And the master teachers talk about it. I've never channeled Gaia before, but
yeah, cool.
The master teachers have been talking about it, and it is in part of the book about how we need to respect the fact that we're only here because she supports life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You
it's
know, I mean, this is one of
right.
the planets that wants to do that. What a weird perspective. I remember that. She was like, it was like she's, you know, talking right to me, and she goes, I wanted to know how to support life. I'm like, wow, I never
so
thought that's something
planet.
I wanted to do.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And that is so cool. She became a planet, and that's how powerful we
she
are.
She became a planet.
Like, we can become whatever we want. And also,
wow.
You know, I loved that. That she wasn't all weeping and angry, because I would think if I was going to talk to the earth, she'd be crying and upset
yep.
and hurting, because she has been hurting. But she's so powerful that she rises above all our human ignorance and negativity, and she can shake us right off.
Mm-hmm.
And she does, and she will continue to.
Yeah, didn't we do that? Was that last time something like dancing in the darkness with
yes.
all the stuff the earth was shaking off?
Yeah,
some,
the earth
yeah.
shaking
yeah,
off. That was
yeah.
so beautiful.
I see a theme here.
Theme. I was just, yes, yes. Jinx. It seems
yes.
to be a theme here.
So if everybody's still listening to us, then when you go out on the earth, just
yes.
send her a kiss and a
yes.
hug and a love from
yes.
your heart.
Well, I know
and
Thich
I do...
Nhat Hanh has a walking meditation, and he says, imagine your feet, every time your feet touches the earth, that you're kissing her.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, that's how the shamans teach also.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
beautiful.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I know in my morning visualization, I do connect to my source and then also to the heart of the earth. And I know that part of that is because the earth has been shifting and changing, and it's like, well, where is the heart? You know? So wherever it is, wherever that vibration is. And as I've been doing that, I've been realizing, well, I'm just surrounded by her heart.
And she's vibrating. When you align your vibration, we're all ascending together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The earth and the humans.
Ah, that is so cool. Well, I also enjoyed Metatron talking about the ego.
The ego. How's
a huge thing.
Yes.
Yeah. That was
very that was a surprising. Because I was, you know, trying to pay a little more attention and not just go off.
I gave Maggie an assignment, everyone.
Yes. I'm not just going to go off into the cosmos. I'm going to listen. That was a little bit of something to do. So, but when that came up, I remember thinking, you know, so many people have said so many bad things about the ego. That was really important. Embrace your ego. It's helping you live on the
earth. Have to have an ego or we can't be human.
Yeah. And it's wrap up.
We've got about 8 minutes to process, and then we'll do our closing here. So we have a few more, like I said, we have 8 minutes to process with our time here. And just with the ego, what I was feeling was that Metatron really seems to be beautiful at doing a healing, you know, cleansing, clearing out, releasing blocks, that type of a thing. So what I was feeling him doing when he came in was helping people to with this shift. So almost like a kick in the ass. You know, people were stuck
in like that.
Yeah, people were stuck in this old ego is bad. You know, I hate my ego, and, you know, blaming everything on the ego, kind of giving that a swift kick and saying, okay, that's old stuff. The new energy is a turnaround here, where in the past, our human self, our ego was driving, and the soul was kind of backseat. But now the soul is driving, and the ego is the backseat. So it's not that we're getting rid of the ego or ascending the ego. It's that we're partnering with the ego from a soul's perspective versus a human perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it
interesting.
Was like, wow.
That's an interesting, yeah.
Now, Maggie, you work a lot, I know, with the Akasha. Have you ever heard this interpretation of the soul separate from the spirit? So, example, the spirit is, we are all spirit. We're all made of pure light and love, and that's spirit. And the soul is the aspect of the spirit that collects and records all the experiences the spirit has, incarnation to incarnation. And then the soul has the records that come into each human physical body. So there's the body, the soul, and the spirit. Have you ever heard that?
Well, what I have on my book cover, you gotta get the hard cover I didn't know they have different covers for anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the hard cover is that my perspective is we really are the soul. The soul is our being
yes.
us, and the spirit is just a little part of our soul that comes in to animate the body. So it's like kind of like a bridge back to your soul, and the soul is the vibration of the Akasha, which is the vibration of the source.
Okay, so you what?
So similar.
I'm just asking. It's actually you just flipped the two words.
It works for me because as they've been teaching me through my life, then it was like if I wanted to know something else, I just go to another chapter. Mm-hmm. So you've got your book of life, which is from your spirit, your soul. I mean, your spirit, your body. Maggie has a book of life, but my soul's got doorways. My soul, you go to the hallway and all these doorways. Anyway, that's
interesting.
It's really cool because you can go backwards and forwards.
And mm-hmm. from my perspective, what I've been taught is that there's the God consciousness or God, and the spirit connects our soul to God. The spirit is the gateway to God, And then there's a soul, and then the ego is the gateway to the
human.
The soul and the human. Yeah, so it kind of is evolving with the steps.
Well, the ego, up until what Metatron said today, I guess, the ego has been the belief that keeps us separate.
Yeah,
consciousness from God consciousness.
I love that, Catherine.
Yeah, and in the Christian paradigm, it's considered sin. You know, the Course in Miracles talks about all sin is separation consciousness. You're separate by ego consciousness. You believe you're separate than God, than your true light. But when you realize that you are
separate, is that sin?
Then you're no longer in sin. Check out the Course in Miracles. It's all
right. The course, Course in Miracles. But you know, Course in Miracles does. Correct me if I'm wrong, Catherine. Course in Miracles does give the ego a bit of a bad rap.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It describes it as separation.
It's your sin part.
But Metatron today was reversing that, the turnaround, and saying embrace it, because it is like kind of like the end of what I was channeling. I think they said something about harmony, your body, mind, spirit.
Harmonizing oneness. I loved how that was channeled, Catherine. And then the rainbow bridges.
Those
two phrases just really, really drew me in there. But I think, with the ego, that yes, that was true when that book was written, and that was true for a very long time. But as we welcome in this new energy, that is transforming and evolving, that ego aspect.
Yeah.
And I know some of some of the new age spiritual teachers out there have shared that, you know, we need to love the ego almost as if it were an entity in and of itself, a real person.
Yeah.
And that's how we shift the energy of the ego into a light being versus the denser being it has been.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a thought I would love to leave our listeners with today. And just as you all go out into your lives, just take a moment, if you enjoyed this show and the topic of our channeling today, to think about or just allow in to your conscious awareness, how is it a new day for you? How is the time on earth now today how can it be a new day for your soul's awakening?
Ooh, that's beautiful,
good
Catherine.
Question.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know, girls, I thought it would be fun, since we don't have a winner from our psychic drawing today, I thought it might be fun. What I do, I'm on BAP, as you both are, the Best American Psychics .com. And what I try to do, as my time allows, every month I send out a monthly angel message reading to my list of clients, callers. And so what I thought it might be fun to do today on our show is kind of to do a monthly angel messages here together with the three of us. So I pulled a card for our listeners today, and the card come in is the power card. So I thought each of us could maybe share a few words on that card for our listeners today, on power and how that can help transform their life. I know this is kind of impromptu. Is that okay with you girls?
Sure. I guess.
Power and how it can transform your life.
So I'll start, and this is just similar to what you do, Maggie. I've seen on Facebook where you pull a card, and then you kind of expand on that message for the day or for the week. I don't know how often you do that on your page, but it's the same idea. So essentially, I've pulled the card for the month of June. The card that comes in for our listeners is the power card.
Okay. Okay.
And so if you're listening here today, this message is meant for you. And whether or not you're listening in the month of June or the month of December, it doesn't matter. And so the message today is power. And so what I'm feeling that's coming in for this card for our listeners is that with this new vibration that's coming in, it's helping you to embrace and attain a new level of power in your mind. Of being a powerful being versus being weak or feeble or I can't do that. So you're shedding layers of overwhelm. You're shedding layers of, I can't do that anymore. And you're stepping into your power and really embracing the light that that brings in for you. Okay, Maggie, in 30 seconds or less.
It's funny because I actually heard the words, embrace your power.
Oh, beautiful.
So when you kept saying embrace, I'm like, embrace your power and realize that that is another tool that's a key that will help you build the life you want. Start to think about life that's unlimited, because you are unlimited. So embracing your power to be unlimited.
Beautiful.
Is what I'm getting.
Thank you, Maggie. Catherine?
Well, I'm getting told to teach you very quickly a technique that I teach, and it is a shield for your energy field. You sit in a chair, you take your right or left hand, and you use it to encircle yourself 360 degrees with a vibration of energy, and you say, I own my power at all times. And that shield vibrates throughout the day in your energy field and keeps you from being corded psychically or sucked in by other people's judgments, opinions, telling you what you should or shouldn't be thinking, which we've all been guilty of at given times in our daily consciousness. And
awesome. Thank you so much,
Catherine. Your power at all times.
That was amazing.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Everyone. Thank you for listening today. And be sure to tune in the fourth Tuesday of every month for Angel Talk Tuesday. If you missed the live show, be sure to listen to the archives at iHeartRadio under Shay Parker, Best of the Best. Thank you, Catherine and Maggie, for joining us. And also be sure to register for this show over at www.bit.ly/Angel Talk Tuesday to be entered into a drawing for a free psychic reading. You can find each of us at our website. It is our first and last name. So we have MaggieChula.com,
yes.
KatherineGlass.com, and JulieGeigel.com. And remember, you have a plethora of angels uplifting, inspiring, and enfolding you in God's love every day. Until next time, this is the Psychic Angel Channelers helping you connect with your own angelic team.